Welcome back. Here it is, Pensacola right now on a Monday. Thanks for joining us here. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So get started here with some of the top headlines in the news right now. So a prosecutor has ended the probe of the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. Oh, a special prosecutor has ended his four-year investigation into the possible FBI misconduct in its probe of ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Like, yeah, this is what it was going on to. The report from Special Counsel John Durham offered criticism of the Bureau, but no new charges or anything like that. He says the Amiga court record that fell far short from the former president's prediction he would uncover the crime of the century. It represents a long-awaited culmination of an investigation that Trump and allies had claimed it would expose massive wrongdoing by law enforcement and, of course, the FBI. So a man with the baseball bat has attacked Virginia congressman staffers. The suspect is in custody. U.S. Representative Jerry Connolly of Virginia says a man with a baseball bat walked into his Fairfax office, asked for him, and then assaulted two of the members of his staff. The Virginia Democrats said the man entered the district office and committed this act of violence, and the victims are being treated for injuries, but they're not life-threatening, so that's at least very good news right there overall with that. Then Governor DeSantis, he has signed a bill that blocks public colleges from using federal or state funding on diversity programs. This is an issue that has come up on the national level, but the governor trying to get ahead of it here. And it's to try to shape the educational system and regulating how schools deal with subjects like race and gender. And this new law comes as Republicans across the country are targeting programs on diversity, equity, and inclusion in higher education, things like that. We've talked about that many times. Should a public school have the right to go ahead and teach diversity, equity, and inclusion things versus, you know, private schools, right? We've talked about that multiple times here on Pensacola right now. Then in other news here, going back to President Zelensky. So President Zelensky is making some stops, trying to go get some more military aid for Ukraine. And so apparently he had a surprise trip to the UK, and right around that time, UK and France went ahead and pledged more military aid for Ukraine. This happened over in China. We continue to see tensions rise in China. China has jailed a 78-year-old American for life. He's being accused of espionage. So basically a spy. So a 78-year-old American is being sentenced on spying charges for life. This is kind of a surprise here. I have not seen anything from our State Department or anything like this about any efforts that are going to try to get him or anything like that yet. So, oh boy. Then we have here at least three dead, more wounded in a New Mexico shooting. This happened in Farmington, New Mexico. The city and the schools were put on lockdown when this occurred, and the police said in an online statement that one suspect was confronted and killed on the scene. It says two officers were shot, including one with the city police and one with New Mexico State Police. Both are reported to be in stable condition. The suspect's identity is unknown, and there are no other threats known threats at this time. So not exactly sure everything's going on right there. I'll give you a couple other headlines that are going on in the news, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10, nothing too bad to slow you down. We're looking good throughout Pensacola as well as I-110. We have typical afternoon traffic that's going to be in our normal spots, 98, leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point and on Pine Forest. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We talked about in Oregon, they're having some debate in the Oregon legislature about the about abortion. And Republicans are the minority there, and they don't like the way that things are going. So they've begun to walk out. And we mentioned this last week or 2 weeks ago that the voters in Oregon had passed a bill that says if you miss 10 days of unexcused absences, then you will not be allowed to, you won't be allowed to run for re-election. Well, the latest update thus far, because of the walkout, two Republicans and one independent are not going to be able to run for re-election. So there you got your consequence, I guess you would say. I like it. I've mentioned this before. I think there needs to be consequences for congressmen and women who walk out. And so I do think that this is a positive story right here. Then I saw this story. Americans are holding on to their cars or their vehicles longer than ever, according to a new study. The main reason? High car prices, high vehicle prices, getting people to decide they're just going to hold on to their vehicles much longer. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one right there as well. All right, coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Sugar, oh, honey, honey. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, bands on the beach, back tomorrow. It's going to be at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7 o'clock, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. And tomorrow, it's going to be the Modern Eldorados. Experience country and rock and roll the way it used to be. Music fans are going to hear sounds from George Jones, Patsy Cline, and Elvis as the band channels the nostalgia of the 1950s. So be sure to check that out. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, police in a rural New Mexico town are now investigating a mass shooting that left at least three people dead, several others injured. This happened in Farmington, northwest of Albuquerque. The shooter reportedly is dead. Two officers were shot in the gun battle. Police say there are multiple civilian victims. A key witness in the House Oversight Committee's investigation into the Biden family's business practices has gone missing, according to Republican James Comer, who chairs the panel, says his team has been unable to reach the FBI informant who alleged corruption by President Biden and his family. President Biden himself will meet with congressional leaders tomorrow about the debt ceiling, as Republicans are demanding deep spending cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the nation's borrowing limit. Biden wants an increase without any conditions attached. And the IRS is reportedly developing a free way to file taxes digitally, according to the Washington Post. The agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system that could disrupt the tax prep market. The Inflation Reduction Act sets aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program, Bobby.
Yeah, so going back to that Farmington story, mm-hmm. I've driven through Farmington quite a few times actually in the past, and it's been years that I've been there, but I believe that's right. I believe that's pretty close to Shiprock, New Mexico, and it's part of the Indian reservations over that way as well. Like, it's not that far away from from Four Corners, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico. So, but we don't know, from what I can see, we don't have any motive or anything like that with this shooting or anything like that.
No,
yet, right?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, so that's a pretty bummer thing right there. And then I saw this. It's not a shooting, but in New Zealand, six people ended up dying in a fire at a hotel. It was a hostel, a four-story hostel, and a fire broke out there. Six people ended up dying in that thing. A lot of tragedy going on today, unfortunately. Very unfortunate with that. I did see the text alert earlier on our mobile app that went out that the governor signed the thing for the sailing,
American Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So last week, the big story, what was that, Thursday or was that Friday?
I think Thursday, yeah.
So the $8.5 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast. We told you that there was a couple of other state funds that were out there that the city was going for. I wasn't expecting it this quickly, though. I wonder if one was maybe contingent on the Triumph being the big piece of the pie. So that would be Mayor's press conference tomorrow. So that might be a question that somebody in the media might bring up, is that, hey, were these funds ready to go, assuming that Triumph Gulf Coast did go ahead and give the grant funds?
Yeah, something like that. There's also the... I've been getting a lot of questions from people about how much will this affect our taxes? Will it make our taxes go up? And I think the idea was they're trying to get these grant funds in order to try to make sure it wouldn't affect our taxes, is what I understood it being, it was one of the things right there, is they were hoping they would get these grant funds so it wouldn't make our taxes go up. Instead, it would be just an economic benefit to our community, is what I'd. At least the way I interpret it.
Right. No, I would agree with that.
Nice. Governor DeSantis going ahead and signed those other bills. So he signed the one thing that awarded the grant to the city of Pensacola, but also signing other bills that might affect UWF with some of the programs they may or may not be teaching when it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. UWF would be included in that. Under that realm, I believe. I don't believe Pensacola State College would be, though, because I believe this is for. Well, it might be actually still. Yeah, it still could probably be under that part as well. So kind of interesting right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So coming up next hour, we're going to be giving away another pair of tickets to the Pensacola Little Theater, and this is going to see Nebula of Georgia. It's a dramedy written by one of our very own. This story is a story of a family in Georgia, chock full of Southernisms and great characters. When a wayward daughter comes home for a funeral, her only reception by her family has nothing to do with the sweltering heat and everything to do with the family's secret that comes to light as well. So this is going to be May 19th through May 27th at the Pensacola Little Theater. So if you want tickets, you can get those now, but also we'll be giving away a pair of tickets for it coming up next hour. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, yet another situation that it gives it a prime example of why just because you're charged with something may not necessarily mean anything. We'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like
it's
a waterfall.
It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. So, gubernatorial candidate, Andrew Gillum, remember he was the one that was going against Ron DeSantis. Well, he ended up having charges of corruption filed against him. He was indicted and he ended up losing, of course, the governor's race very closely, less than 34,000 votes. And then shortly after that, all this, charges coming after him for corruption. And today, there's basically those corruption charges are being dismissed. Federal prosecutors have asked the judge to dismiss the remaining corruption charges against him. after a jury was deadlocked in all but one count at a trial earlier this month. And so, you know, when they talk about Trump being indicted for this hush money payments and everything like that, I was like, that shouldn't really be that big of a deal, because these often get dropped and nothing ends up coming about with them. One of the examples I used, by the way, was Rick Perry. When he ran for president in 2016, Rick Perry had corruption charges against him that were in, he was indicted on corruption charges for how he spent money. Well, after he'd already dropped out of the race and everything like that, they eventually dropped the charges. BTW, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, throwing a little hint out there over the weekend that he might throw his name in the ring to run for president in 2024 as well. What? Yeah. And look, I remember saying before, I thought he had done a really good job. I was actually always surprised in 2016 that he didn't really have very much support. I couldn't understand why he wouldn't get very much support. But he was telling a reporter over the weekend he's thinking about running in 2024. He said, it's still early in the process, so I haven't written off that yet. And then he denied sending a text urging the Trump team to undermine the 2020 election results, and saying that, you know, he didn't have anything to do with that or anything like this. But he himself saying he hasn't written it off yet to run for 2024. So might see Rick Perry getting back into it again. It'd be interesting, because he just didn't get enough support. And I don't know why he didn't get enough support. He did a pretty good job as Texas governor. And I lived in Texas, was on the air, and I was actually pretty critical of him often, because he continually increased the spending in Texas as governor. But overall, he managed it pretty well. And it'd be interesting to see if he gets in the race, shake things up a little bit. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. Text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So get into the top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. At least three people are dead and several are hurt in a shooting in New Mexico. This is in Farmington, New Mexico, northwest of Albuquerque. They say the shooter is dead. Two officers were shot in the gun battle. The officers are reportedly in stable condition, and there are multiple civilian victims. Vice Media on Monday filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It's the most recent digital media company to falter despite its meteoric rise. I mean, Vice was just growing so quickly. A consortium of lenders, including Fortress Investment Group, Soros Fund Management, you know, George Soros, and Monroe Capital are buying Vice. And then they'll also take on their debt. So the bankruptcy protection is basically for them to restructure their debts in order to allow the sale to happen. And according to the latest figures, advertising is down across the board in the country, and it's affecting digital companies very much so. There's been a wider surge of media layoffs, of course. We've talked about Gannett laying off a bunch of people, NPR, Washington Post. BuzzFeed just announced in April that they were closing its Pulitzer Prize-winning digital media BuzzFeed News in order to cut costs as well. So it's hitting a lot of digital companies. And final top three story, U.S. Representative Democrat Jerry Connolly from Virginia says a man with a baseball bat walked into his Fairfax office, asked for him, and when they said he wasn't there, he just went ahead and assaulted two of the workers. Oh, boy. The suspect is in custody. The victims are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Right now, the Washington Nationals are beating the Mets 6-2 in the top of the sixth inning. As far as televised games in Major League Baseball later on ESPN Plus at 6:07, you got the Yankees against the Blue Jays. The Braves are playing the Rangers around 7:05. The Rays and the Marlins are off today. No NBA playoffs tonight. They're off. Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant is in trouble again. Another Instagram live video caught him flashing a gun again. So the team has announced yesterday he's being suspended indefinitely. This came about after he was suspended for 8 games in March for a similar incident. And yeah, the NBA draft lottery takes place tomorrow night. Victor Wembanyama from France is easily the favorite to go number one. Detroit Pistons, Houston Rockets, San Antonio Spurs are tied for the best odds of getting the first pick. And NHL playoffs, we've got a big game 7 between the Seattle Kraken and the Dallas Stars. It's going to be at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Then former Falcons quarterback and 2016 NFL MVP is headed to a TV set near you. Matt Ryan announced that he's joining CBS, where he'll work as a studio and game analyst. In his announcement, he said, this is not a retirement post. Okay. So he'll be going. So it's kind of like, Drew Brees. Like Drew Brees had already had an arrangement set up that he was going to join before he even retired. Let's see here. The number one prospect in the 2024 football recruiting class is headed to Georgia. Quarterback Dylan Raiola, I probably mispronounced the name, but he announced on Twitter he's committed to the Bulldogs over USC and Nebraska. Poker legend Doyle Brunson died yesterday at the age of 89 years old. Nicknamed the Godfather of Poker, he won 10 World Series of Poker and was inducted in the Poker Hall of Fame in 1988. And finally, an 8th horse has passed away at the home of Kentucky Derby. Rio Moon broke his leg on Sunday at Churchill Downs and had to be euthanized. This happened after 7 other horses died over a 10-day period leading up to the Derby, and so there's an investigation going into that. Let's go ahead and get a traffic and weather together, or traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. We do have some slow moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be right near Avalon Boulevard, I believe, due to weather. So just keep that in mind that it's going to be slowing down in both directions on I-10 there. But other than that, we're looking good. Expect your typical afternoon traffic on 98 and Highway 90. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So what do we got here? There is one of the stories I wanted to hit in the news here. We were just talking about the top three stories, and that one of them is Vice Media is filing for bankruptcy. Now, granted, it is part of their it is part of their sale. It's a restructuring bankruptcy. And so that's going on. But I think the key part of that bankruptcy for them is that there is a decline in advertising nationwide. And so you think about that part. Okay, so there's a decline nationwide. And so it's like, okay, why? Why is there a big decline nationwide? And I think this is what we've been alluding to, is that even though it appears that the economy is actually doing pretty well, GDP is staying pretty close to the same, jobs market is pretty close to the same, we keep seeing these other reports that small businesses are struggling with inflation and the labor market, and that they feel like they're in crisis mode. We've covered multiple different studies of small business owners basically all saying that they are in crisis mode. And so, and I think these media companies like BuzzFeed News, Gannett, NPR, now Vice News, I think them all basically you know, shutting down or having to significantly reduce their staff is a symptom of that, that businesses are in crisis mode and they're just holding on by a string and there's not enough money to go ahead and advertise. And that's why advertising is down nationwide in all sectors, in all facets. And so it, to me, is one of those underlying things when you look on the surface and you go, oh, things look like they're okay. Job market's okay. Unemployment's down. GDP seems to be doing okay. You know, you look at these surface level things, but then when you go deeper, you dig deeper, you go, wait a minute, but advertising's down dramatically and businesses are saying that they feel like they're in crisis mode and they're barely holding on. That's not a good sign. It's like things are about to just pop if something doesn't change. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And so we'll talk about that. Stick around.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out. No need to take it slow. I'm stepping to you toe to toe. I should be scared.
Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we'll get your WEAR news update, and then we got your news, the news hour of Pensacola right now, so you want to stick around for that as well. So before we get to Joe Ford over in the newsroom, I did see this real quick. Virginia now, the second state to sign a bill that will require online providers of pornography to have a way for people to verify their age before they can access the website. Not simply, yep, I'm 21 or whatever the thing is. You actually will have to upload an ID or something like that. So this would be, and the governor went ahead and signed it into law. And so this is the second state after Utah and to go ahead and have third state. I didn't see that Louisiana already signed one too. So Louisiana has now actually signed it too. So there's three states now that basically say you will not be able to access pornography in their state until you verify your age with an ID. And obviously, if you're not old enough, then you won't be able to access it. So I'm like, I'm totally fine with this. I think it's fantastic, actually. Keep younger kids off. I mean, when I was growing up, you didn't have this online stuff, right? If you wanted access to that stuff, then if you wanted to go buy it, you had to show your ID at the store to go get it, you know? And so I think this is a really good thing. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe.
Bobby, police in rural New Mexico are now investigating a shooting that left at least three people dead, several others hurt. This happened in Farmington, which is northwest of Albuquerque. The shooter is dead. Two officers were shot in the gun battle, and police say, unfortunately, there are multiple civilian victims. Less encounters being reported at the southern border following the end of COVID-era restrictions, according to Alejandro Mayorkas. He says Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended on Thursday at midnight. Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says someone with a baseball bat attacked two members of his staff this morning. He said on Twitter the attack happened at his district office and the suspect is in custody. Two staff members taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And last year's biggest movie will be hitting multiple streaming platforms next month. Avatar: The Way of Water will debut on both Disney Plus and HBO Max on June 7th.
Very nice. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic right now on I-10. This is going to be right around Garcon Point area, right near Avalon Boulevard. This is in both directions, I believe, due to weather. So expect some slowdowns there and expect some rain. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. So I saw this story a little bit ago. And then over the weekend, I actually saw it. It's not Doritos. It's Jack Link's beef jerky is coming out with Doritos flavored beef jerky. It's the spicy sweet chili Doritos, which are my favorite ones. That's the purple bag. So the purple bag Doritos are now going to be flavored for beef jerky. And so I heard about this like a week or two ago, and over the weekend, I actually saw one of the bags. So of course I had to pick it up. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. If you like those kinds of Doritos, you're going to like the thing. They also have Flamin' Hot beef jerky as well. So if you like the Flamin' Hot flavor of like the Cheetos or whatever, they got that as well. So that's, I'm not as big into that one. I saw this story. Old Bed Bath & Beyond. So we know that Bed Bath & Beyond declared bankruptcy. They're closing their stores all across America. And so what are you going to do with these big, huge, enormous buildings that are vacant now in order to, you know, fill up space? So what are they going to do? Well, apparently throughout the country, a lot of people are just turning them into pickleball courts. That's right. They've decided they're taking these big, huge spaces and they're transforming them into indoor pickleball courts. That's kind of interesting. So it's already happened in about a dozen places around the country. So with that, maybe they're just going to start picking it up even more and just start spreading out. I'm thinking with the size of that place, you know, what they may start trying to do is like, instead of it just being pickleball, you might have like, you know how like you can go to like Walmart now and they'll have like a restaurant in there and like a little side thing. Maybe sometimes it's Claire, sometimes it's a Subway, sometimes it's whatever. Like with Bed Bath & Beyond, you could have pickleball courts and then also rent out all these other spaces to like smaller businesses and stuff like that. Almost like a little mini mall for the thing, but it's for pickleball. So that'd be kind of interesting to see as that's becoming a bigger and bigger trend. All right. And one last thing here, technology wise, I saw this. Experts believe that by 2070, which, yeah, that seems like it's far away, but, you know, it'll be here before we know it. By 2070, we will not be using passports anymore. Instead, just like we do with the naked body scanner, you kind of like scan your thing. Instead, they'll have like heartbeats, our eye biometric scanners with our eye, like retinal scans and things like that. And that will be our passport. Your passport will be just your fingerprint, your retinal scan, your heartbeat, and things like that. I'm like, wow, that's pretty bizarre, but it'll probably be here before we know it. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. Oh, first, real quick, we're talking about the three states that have passed a bill that you have to have a picture ID before you can access pornography websites. Got a text here that says, expect VPN sales to skyrocket in those three states. I don't know if the VPN is going to work, though, to bypass it. Having a private network security, I don't know. It'd be interesting. And then another text here about that. Imagine state legislatures passing laws requiring those over 18 to provide ID proof to access internet porn while preventing parents from finding out their child's school is promoting and allowing teachers to promote transgender agendas. Yeah, it's a difference between certain states and other states, no doubt about it. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse, California's six-figure earners. People who say they earn six figures are falling behind on their bills every single month. Almost 20%, one out of five, can't pay their bills, and they're making six-figure incomes now in California. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.